Alrighty, now let's head to a different type of furniture maker, to the Design Files. And today, Colin Bissett takes us to a time when jet-set glamour merged with pared-back Scandinavian restraint, which aptly describes the work of designer Eero Saarinen.
Design in the 1950s appears to inhabit two quite separate worlds. One is jet-set glamour, with chrome and gaudy jukebox colouring. The other has a pared-back Scandinavian restraint, using natural materials. Occasionally, the two merge, such as in the Tulip range of furniture, designed by Eero Saarinen in 1956. The impetus behind the Tulip range was a desire to remove the visual clutter of spindly legs, the slum of legs, as Saarinen called it, by introducing a single pedestal for each piece. The base tapers upwards, like a stem, to hold either a seat or a tabletop. Being made from reinforced aluminium, these bases were strong enough to hold quite substantial weight, while appearing to merge seamlessly into the top, although top and base are made of different materials, the seat in fibreglass. But the language of that simplicity is pure jet age and prefigured the moulded forms often seen in later 1960s design. This flowing shape highlights Saarinen's sculptural background, which turns its back on the geometric lines of the prevailing modernist style. Saarinen felt that curves were easier to live with than cubic forms, and he went on to demonstrate this to startling effect in the sumptuous spreading wings of the TWA terminal at New York's Kennedy Airport of the same period, which in turn was an influence on Sydney's Opera House. Saarinen's architect father was famous for designing Helsinki's Central Railway Station in 1906, whose curves reflect a rather Viennese Art Nouveau style. And so the Tulip table and chairs demonstrate not only a notable step forward in furniture design, but also a link back to the organic design sensibility that emerged in early 20th century Europe.
And that is The Design Files with Colin Bissett, with a close-up of the work by Eero Saarinen. Now, coming up soon on By Design, Insta Everything. That is the name of the game these days, particularly with photography. So we're talking about how instant photography began and, I suppose, how it's moved on, of course, since Polaroid. That's coming up soon here on By Design.